أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will start our fifth session inshallah, and alhamdulillah we have covered quite a bit of from this handout in term of like grammar. So today inshallah we will focus on some verbs, and then we will also cover some of the salah inshallah. So today is March 22nd and it's Friday. We have changed our class timing from after Isha to after Maghrib. Now we will have all the remaining classes after Maghrib, right after Maghrib till Isha time. So Isha will be at 9:15 at IFT. We will end our class at 9:05 sharp. Everybody should be able to go to Masjid and perform Isha inshallah. If you just scroll, your pages just for the refresher, in your handouts. So if you just scroll from page, just page number one, just very quick, like 5 minutes refresher. So what we have done so far, so that we know we are having our class after 1 week gap. So it's very important to refresh everything in our minds. Then we will resume. So parts of a speech. So we have done parts of a speech. Three parts of a speech in Arabic: ism, harf, fi'l. In ism, everything is included related to noun. Gender, plural, capacity, adjective, all pronouns are considered as ism, and all adverbs are considered as ism. And particles, everything, like article, preposition, conjunction, interjection is considered as particle in Arabic grammar, which is harf. And we have learned some particles which are called prepositions, which is very, very important subject and topic of our course. And fail, the last one is fail. In fail, we study present tense, past tense, future tense. So same, whatever you study in English grammar, same thing we will study, like what is past tense, what is present tense in Arabic grammar, how we make sentence. Same thing we will study. Lam tarif. So when we need to make a common noun into a proper noun, we need to change, then we add al in the beginning of that noun. So for example, kitabun, it will become al kitab. Similarly, we have also done gender of noun. Anything ends with golta considered a feminine gender. For example, shajaratun, zaharatun, jamilatun, sabiratun. So this is called, because it ends with golta, ya ta marbuta, that's why it is feminine gender, except two nouns, khalifatun and allamatun. So two of these nouns are not considered as feminine gender, but they are masculine gender. The next page of our handouts, harf-e-jar, definitely most of you now know what is the use of preposition. What is the reaction on the noun when we add a preposition before it? If we have kitabun and we want to say in the book, so we will say fil kitabi, and because of this fi, kitabu becomes kitabi, al kitabu becomes al kitabi. It gives jar, it gives zair, it gives kasra to the last alphabet, to the last letter of a noun. So we have so many examples, and we have 9 or 10 most frequently used prepositions which we have covered. What are those? Be, li, ila, ala, ma, min, fi, an, ka, hatta. Now we will review with the meaning. Be, with, to, by, at, so many meanings. Be has so many meanings. For example, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Li or lamze li or lamze balla. So they both have same meaning for Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَى, towards, وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ, when I emphasize on the last letter, think about kasra, think about majroor, it becomes majroor. Look at this, wa ila samai. When I say e, it means kasra. Wa ila samai kaifa rufi'at, ala, upar, upon, allati tattali'u ala al-af'idati. Look at this, ta-zati, af'idati. Ma'a, inna ma'al usri. Look at this, razirri, ma'al usri, razirri. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Min, from, min sharri, ma khalaq. An, thumma lat, okay, fi. Fi means in. A very famous preposition, fi. It used everywhere in Quran. Fi sabilillah. So look at this. Fi sabilillah. An. About. Thumma latus'alunna yawma idhin anin na'im. And if you pay attention, you will see what comes on the meme. Memes are me. Na'imi. That's because of an. Ka. What is the meaning of ka? Similar or like. Faja'alahum ka'asfim ma'kool. And last one, also considered as adverb and also considered as preposition. Hatta. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. So same meaning. And then we have some adverbs. Inda, fauqa, tahta, amama, khalfa. What are adverbs? Actually, these are adverbs of time. There are two types of adverbs. Adverbs of time or adverbs of place. If some words explain or define the time constraint, like when this thing happened, so it's called actually adverb of time. When something defines the place, like where this thing happened, that is called adverbs of time. So these are some adverbs. Just remember them as a vocabulary. And then we have done detached pronouns, page number 3. And rather, you know, I would rather like sing that rhyme so that you will refresh and you will remember all the time. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna, huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna, anta antuma antum, anta antuma antum, anti antuma antunna, anti antuma antunna, ana nahnu, ana nahnu. So it's so simple, just remember your hand. Whenever you try to revise, just bring, you know, keep your hand handy. Look at this, keep your hand handy, like this. So, huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna, anta antuma antum, anti antuma antunna, ana nahnu, ana nahnu. Very, very simple, very, very easy. And now you remember all 14. But now, from now on, from here, look at my handout. Why I grayed out like 7 out of them? So these are very, very important ones. So what are the important ones? Huwa, hum, hiya, anta, antum, ana, nahnu. 7. So out of these 14 pronouns, what is the scope of our course? 7. Why I want to define this scope today? Because we will learn verbs of these 7 pronouns. We will not learn verbs of all 14 pronouns. We cannot memorize. We cannot cover in this course. So why we selected these 4, these 7? Because these are very, very important. These are used in Quran everywhere. These are most frequently used detached pronouns. That's why. So why we spend more time on those 7, which actually use less. But those are very, very important as well. That's why we memorize all 14. But now, from now on, when we learn about verbs, we will focus on 7. So that's, I just want to say today. And then attached pronoun, zamir-e-muttasila. So these are same 14. And why we use attached pronoun? To show ownership. We need to have these pronouns so that we can build relationship between two nouns. Let's say my house, association, like possession. Actually, these are called possession, like possessive case. So we need to make possessive case. We need to say my house. How would you say in Arabic? Baiti, my house. Baiti, my book. Kitabi. So all those things which are attached at the end, these are, and they show ownership, they are called attached pronouns. And what are those? Who, same thing. Who, huma, hum, ha, huma, hunna, ka, kuma, kum, ki, kuma, kunna, ina. Now look at this. It's a little difficult to memorize like that. If you memorize with some pronoun or some noun and you say rabbuhu, rabbuhu, rabbuhuma, rabbuhum, rabbuha, rabbuhuma, rabbuhunna, rabbuka, rabbukuma, rabbukum, rabbuki, rabbukuma, rabbukunna, rabbi, rabbuna. So look at this. But this is not like rhyme. Now you will memorize as a noun. Rabbuhu, rabbuhuma, rabbuhum, rabbuha, rabbuhuma, rabbuhunna, rabbuka, rabbukuma, rabbukum, rabbuki, rabbukuma, rabbukunna, rabbi, rabbuna. Somebody say rabbana. So what is the difference between rabbuna and rabbana? Because rabbana is on our tongue. We say rabbana ghalamna anfusana, we say rabbana atina fid dunya, we say rabbana la tuzigh qulubana, we say rabbana taqabbal minna. We say Rabbana. Because Quran say all the time Rabbana. But Quran also say Rabbunallahu. Also say Quran. But what is the difference between Rabbuna and Rabbana? Very important, because we say every day. We say Rabbana every day. When don't you say Rabbana? Every day. In Salah you say Rabbana atina fi dunya. In Dua you say Rabbana taqabbal minna. So what is the difference between Rabbuna means our Lord, our Rabb. What is the meaning of Rabbuna? Our Lord, our Rabb. And what is the difference? What is the meaning of Rabbana? No. Oh, our Lord. So see the difference. Simple. In Rabbuna, you are not asking Allah. You are not talking to Allah. You are just saying Rabbuna, our Lord. Our Lord is great. You can say Rabbuna Akbaru. Just the way you say Allahu Akbar. You can say Rabbuna Akbar. Because you are saying, you are just replacing Allah with Rabbuna. Who is Allah? Our Lord. So you can say, Allahu Rabbuna Akbaru. Allah is our Lord, who is Akbar. So this is, here you are not talking to Allah. Here you are not asking Allah for dua. But when you say, Rabbana, O our Lord, we are asking this dua. Pay attention to us. We are just, you know, we are just requesting. Listen to us. We are asking Allah. We are not ordering. We are just asking. Rabbana. Look at this. Whenever you say any dua, you say Rabbana. Why is that? Because in the beginning of Rabbuna, look at this. If you say Rabbuna, if you add Ya here, what is the meaning of Ya? Oh. So this Ya, say, okay, you know what? I will change this Rabbuna to show I am here. Sometimes, you know, some people come and change everything. Look at it. If I'm here and I come and say, okay, you know what? I don't like this class. Let's switch other way. Whiteboard over there and facing over there. This is my presence. I want to show my presence. So Ya, what Ya wanna say? Okay, you know what? I have come. So I will need to change this word. I will say this Zamma. Zamma will be changed into Fataha. Who said Kasra? Kasra is Zair. So please remember all these names. Kasra is Zair. Fataha is actually Zabar. And Zamma is Pesh. So this Ya will say, okay, you know what, this Zamma will change into Fataha. So it will become Rabbana. And it will be like this. Ya Rabbana. But in Quran, there is no Ya. So what happened to Ya? It mahzoof. Mahzoof means removed. But now, what will tell us, there was Ya. There was Ya before. How we know? Because of this Fataha. Because this Fataha is telling us there was Ya. Which changed this word and gone. So you can say it's understood. Yeah. You know this word understood? It's understood. If you are saying Rabbana, it's understood, there is a Ya. Now you got it. Because you know there are some terms which makes it very easy. What is understood? If you are, you know, if you are saying, okay, let's pray. Definitely it's understood you need to make wazoo. This is understood. Do you need to say, okay, yeah, when you teach to your kids or childs, young kids, you need to tell them, okay, you know, make wazoo. But if you are talking, well, let's pray salah. Now it's under, if whoever is praying, it's understood, everyone is with wuzu. So what is this understood part? By default. So same way, Rabbana, now this is understood, there is a Ya. And the meaning of Rabbana is, O our Lord. So now I think it's very clear now. So we will move on. I don't want to spend too much time today because we really want to move on and complete some target today. Inshallah, because we have revised too much and we have to focus on some verbs today. And then we will inshallah complete Suratul Fatiha. So let's complete this page. Page number 5. So I think we have not covered this before. But before we move on, let's consider 5 pages are completed today. So let's say, you know, what is this heading? Zamir-e-Ishara, demonstrative pronoun. It's very simple. No problem. This is just vocabulary. So when you need to say haza, look at this. When you need to say this is a chair. Haza kursiyun. Haza kursiyun. So when you use your hand, you know, look at this. Haza. This is actually very close to me. So whatever is close, you say haza. And whatever is far, you say that chair. Zalika. So same thing here, just focus on it. For male gender, for masculine, you say hadha. For feminine, you say hadihi. So meaning is this. And for plural, you say haulai. In Quran, you say everywhere. So many times, so you know, you have recited this haulai. So what is the meaning of haulai? These. And if you say that, how would you say in Arabic that? Zalika. So for muzakkar, for masculine gender, you say zalika. For feminine gender, you say tilka. And for plural of zalika and tilka, ulaika humul muflihun. So look at this. Ulaika humul muflihun. You say that. Those people are those who are succeeded. Muflihun. So now you can see some examples. So this is just vocabulary. But we need to cover. These are very used everywhere. Look at this. Hadha min fazli rabbi. You know, very famous verse. And you see in Pakistan and India, you see on the hotel, you know. You saw some buses or house. People make house. And outside they write, Hadha min fazli rabbi. So everywhere in Pakistan, we see most of the shops. We have like nice, you know, like this, tugra. And people say, Haza frame, Haza min fazli rabbi. So look at this, Haza min fazli rabbi. So whatever you are looking at right now, this restaurant, this is all favors of Allah. So this is by the grace of my Lord. So look at this, Rabbi, my Lord. So Haza, this is from grace of my Lord. So La taqrab, look at this, when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa alayha salam, they were in heavens. Allah asked them, okay, don't go near to this tree. So how Allah say in Arabic? Look at this. La taqraba. La taqraba. Look at this. La. Don't. Qareeb. Taqraba. Look at this. Simple. Qareeb. Qurb. What is taqraba? Qurb. La taqraba. And we will learn by the time Why this is taqraba, alif zabara? Because two. Allah is talking to both Hazrat Hawa and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So Allah is saying, la taqraba. Don't go, both of you, don't go near. So what is the meaning of la taqraba? Don't go near. Hazihi shajara. Look at this. Hazihi shajarata. So why this is female gender? Hazihi. Why this is feminine gender? Hazihi. Why? Because of shajara. Because of raunta. Because of tamarbuta. Ashajara. So Allah is pointing. Allah. It seems like Allah is near to that. They were near to that tree. You know. It sounds like they were near to that tree. That's why Allah is saying, don't go near to this tree. Hazihi shajara. Haulai. So look at this. Haulai allazina kadabu ala rabbihim. Haulai means these people. These are the ones who lied against their Lord. Dhalika. So dhalika al-kitabu la raiba fi. You know in Quran, alif lam mim. What is the next word? ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. So that book. So but it always translate, this is the book. Because you know there is different meaning. Why ذَٰلِكَ is used over there? Because Quran, you know, Allah is talking about that Quran, which is actually in the Lohi Mahfuz. But look at this. It should be هَذَا. You know, it should be هَذَا Quran. Because in your hand. But actually Allah is saying Zalikal Kitabullah, the book which is in the Lohe Mahfuz, that there is no doubt about that book. So that's actually why Zalika is used. Tilka Ayatul Kitabi wa Qur'ani Mubin. So Tilka is another example. Why Tilka? Because Ayat female. We will know why these are female. There I will explain sometime when I will have time. Ulaika ala hudam mir rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. Look at this. In Suratul Baqarah we have this as well. Ulaika ala hudam mir rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. So what is this ulaika? Those people who believe in Allah and they perform salah and they believe in yawm-e akhirah. Those are the people who are actually ala hudam mir rabbihim and they are humul muflihun. So that's why ulaika. So very, very interesting to know the simple vocabulary, and now you can see how it is used in Quran. Another very famous few words very, very frequently used. What are those? Zamire mausula, relative pronouns. So you know, you definitely, you know, allazi, allati, allazina. You definitely, you have read everywhere. Look at this. We just read, you know, هَاُولَٰئِ أَلَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا and أَلَّتِي تَتَّلِيُوا عَلَى الْأَفِدَى. We read that. So what are these? أَلَّتِي and أَلَّذِي and أَلَّذِينَ. So these are called relative pronouns. So why they are called relative pronouns? Because they create link between previous sentence. So look at this. وَالْعَصْرِ. What is the next verse? Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Now what is the next? Illa al-lazina. Illa al-lazina. So what is this al-lazina? So Allah say, okay, walas, by the time, by the oath of time, I take oath of time. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. The mankind is in great loss. Except those who. What is this? Allazina? Those who. So that's why it define, it clarify. It clarify the previous sentence. So when, that's why it related to that previous sentence. So whenever you see this pronouns, they definitely explain some previous talk, previous topic, previous thing. So now see how we use in what is the vocabulary? Allazi. For masculine gender, for muzakkar gender, we say allazi. Allazi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. Look at this. Allazi yuwaswisu fi sudurin. What is that? What is this sentence is describing about shaitan. Allazi, that is the one. You know, he is the one. So what is the meaning of Allazi? Look at this. The one who whisper into the hearts of mankind. So what is this Allazi is doing? Because we are talking about قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. Now we are saying إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. Now we are talking about that shaitan. He is the one who puts whispers in your hearts. So that's why الَّذِي is used. اِقْرَى بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ. Look at this. اِقْرَى بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي. Proclaim in the name of the Lord who created, the one who created. Okay? The one who created. He is the one who created. So that's the meaning of Allazi. He is the one. For feminine gender, we use Allati. And we have seen that Allati tattali'u ala al-afida. Why there is Allati tattali'u ala al-afida? What is the feminine thing over there? What is the female thing over there? وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ. What is the... You know, the last verse is talking about the nar. أَلَّتِي تَتَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفِدَةِ. That fire in Dozakh, that fire will attack. That aag, that fire will attack your hearts. So that, what is nar? Female gender. Feminine gender. That's why that sentence starts with what? أَلَّتِي تَتَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفِدَةِ. So can anybody recite this surah for me? So we connect more clarification of this Allati. You know, some people may have, you know, not revised. Because why this is happening? Because we don't recite this surah in Salah. We choose, we pick Qul Huwallahu Ahad. We pick Iza Ja'a Nasrullahi Wal Fath. We pick Qul A'udhu Birabbi Bin Nas. We avoid this surah because of the complexity, some tajweed. And then we forget. Look at, you know, simple, now it's simple surah. But look at it, no problem, we will skip. But I just want to show you Allazi, Allati. You know, so at the end we have Allati tattali'u alal afida. Hazihi jahannamul lati yukadzibu bihal mujrimoon. Another example, look at this. Hazihi, look at this, beautiful actually verse. It has zamire ishara. Demonstrative pronoun. It has demonstrative pronoun. Hazihi jahannamul lati. This is the jahannam. This is the hell which you were denying. Look at this. Yukazibu bihal mujrimun, which was actually denied by sinners. So that's a beautiful verse. Hazihi, Allah Ta'ala will tell sinners. This is the Jahannam. You don't believe. This is the Jahannam. That you denied over there, or that was denied by sinners. So we just, and you know what, like the superlative degree of noun we have. Okay. Oh, I miss Allazina. So what is the plural? Allazina. So, and Allazina is very, very, very famous. You know, you see everywhere. Allazina. So in Surah Al-Baqarah, you know, Alif Lam Mim Dalikal Kitabu La Raiba Fi Hudal Lil Muttaqeen Allazina. Okay, so Hudal Lil Muttaqeen. Now, Allah says Hudal Lil Muttaqeen. This is the Hidayat for Muttaqeen. Who are those Muttaqeen? Allazina Yuminuna Bil Ghaibi Wa Yuqeemuna Salata Wa Mimma Razaqnahum Yunfiqoon Wallazina Yuminuna Bima. Again, Wallazina. And those are the people. So why, just focus on Allazina. So what is that use of Allazina? Allah say, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika Al-Kitabu La Raiba Fi, Hudal Lil Muttaqeen. Now Allah need to define, Allah need to explain what are those Muttaqeen. Allah will say, Allazina, those people. If it is plural, Allah say Allazina. If it is singular, Allah say Allazi. Simple. Wailul li kulli humaza. Halakat, or you know, the tabai is for the one who do what? Humaza. What is the meaning of humaza? Fuzul kharchi. extra. What? Israf. Israf. Extra. Extra visions. Extra money, you know, throw in the, just waste your money. So now Allah need to define who is that person. Allazi jama'a ma'alahu wa'addada. The one who actually collects jama'a ma'alahu wa'addada, and he counts. He collect all the money and he counts. So that is the person who is wailul li kulli humaza. Another example. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. Now look at this. This is the very important, very, very beautiful use of this Allazina. Look at this. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. Which surah? Suratul Ma'aun. Can you recite, please? Next. Allazina. Look at this. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. What is the meaning? فَوَيْلٌ. وَيْلٌ means... The wailun means actually tabahi, disaster, or halakat. What is wail means halakat. In English, I don't know how to say in English. Wail. Yeah, but fawailul lil musallin, actually halakat hai un namaziyon ke liye. The halakat is for the worshippers. But now, who are those worshippers? Those who actually, allazina hum an salatihim sahun. Those who are heedless of their salah. They don't pay attention on salah time. They miss salah. And they, if they perform salah, they do riyakari. They do show off in salah. So that is the, fawailul lil musallin. I just want to explain you what is allazina doing here. Allazina is doing not for all musallin. X, you know, those musallin who do this. Similarly, innal insana lafi khusr. Not all humankind are in loss. Illa allazina, except those four quality, those who have four qualities. So now we will stop here. What is the time, brother? So now go, we consider five pages are completed. And we are on page number 8. We skip few pages, we will cover later on. So now we will need to revise this, what we started in the last class. So what is this? You can see some verbs here. So in this page, I just want to emphasize on how you make verbs, how you use verb. What is the objective of this page? Page number 8. How you use, and now recall, like what we have learned. So look at this. Now I will write this huwa. Okay, we will cover this later. Look at this. I will say alif, ta, noon, ya. So alif means I. Ta means you. Noon means we. And ya means he. So this chapter talk about this, how we use this alif, ta, noon, ya. So this is a simple story of a Muslim who, you know, who just have some time and he's waiting for salah, and he just say, okay, he just pick up the book, he take the book from here and he start. So this page actually is telling about what is happening. So now you can see these verbs. So what is akhuzu? Akhuzu means I take, I do. Whenever all these verbs are starting with I, means I, like alif means I. So when you say akhuzu, means I take the book. You don't have to say ana, but in this page, I mention ana to make sure, like, you know why I am doing this page. So if you want to change this with ta, so you need to say anta. Anta ta akhuzul kitab. Look at ana akhuzul kitab means what? I take the book. I pick up the book. Okay, ana akhuzul kitab, I pick up the book. If I need to say, you pick up the book, anta ta khuzul, but you don't have to say anta, because ta will tell you it means you, ta khuzul kitab. If I need to say, we pick up the book, na khuzul kitab. If we need to say, he pick up the book, ya khuzul kitab, that's it. You don't need to add ana, anta, nahnu, huwa, no. Just to clarify this. That's why we added. So now we will just practice these verbs and then we will move on. So now think about it. I am the one who is doing this for you, just to make it clear how we use this. So ana akhuzul kitab. And now I won't translate and you will understand. So look at this. Ana akhuzul kitab. And this is a chair. So ana aq'udu ala al-kursi. Ana aq'udu ala al-kursi. And what is next? If I pick up the book and I sit on the chair, now what I will do? I will open the book. Ana aftahul kitab. Ana aftahul kitab. And now I will not say ana. So I will just say aqra'ul kitab. After opening the book, I start reading. Aqra'ul kitab. Aqra'ul kitab. Oh, aqim as-salah course. Aqra'ul kitab. And when I start reading, I just, you know, the time flies. Suddenly, muazzin calls azan. So what happened? Asma'u. Asma'u sawtal muazzin. Asma'u sawtal muazzin. And then I thought, oh my God, I have been reading for like hours. Then I look at what? Clock. Ana anzuru ila sa'ati. Ana anzuru. Anzuru. Anzuru means I look at the clock. And I say, oh my God, it's time to salah. And then I close the book. So what is it? Aghliqul kitab. Aghliqul kitab. And I put on the table. Ana azawul kitab alal minzadati. So you can read this exercise in your page. And then what I do, I stand up. Ana aqumu. Aqumu minal kursi. Ana aqumu minal kursi. And I make wuzu. Atawazza'u. Atawazza'u means I make wuzu. So it's a different, difficult word. But it's okay. Atawazza'u, you know, is a wuzu. Because it's talk about atawazza'u. Ana atawazza'u. And I walk towards door. And then I stop. And I exit the door. Ana akhruju. So akifu indal bab. I stop near the door. And then I exit. Ana akhruju mean baiti. I exit. I go out from my house. And ana azhabu ila masjid. Ana azhabu ila masjid. Now I am going towards masjid. Let's say IFT. We are going IFT. So I am walking towards azhabu. I do azhabu, and I stop near the door of IFT, and I say what? Ana akrau, Allahumma aftah li abwaba rahmatika. And I'm sure, because so many times I forget, how many people remember to say this dua anymore? In Pakistan we have on the board, you know, they write down over there, so people recall and remember to say. But here I think I'm honest. Sometimes I just run. You know, everybody, we just arrive to the masjid when Iqama is already done. And everybody run. So then I think, may Allah make it easy for us. Allahumma aftah li abwaba rahmatika. Look at this, beautiful. Allahumma aftah, open for me abwaba, the door of your mercy. Allahumma aftah li abwaba. Ana adukhulul masjid. And I enter into the masjid. Ana usalli. Salat al maghrib bil jama'a. Ana arka'u. Wasjudu. Fis salah. Ana adu'u lillahi ta'ala. Or ana adu'ullaha. What we ask when we complete salah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a. وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا وَرِزْكًا حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. So look at this. This is beautiful exercise of verb. Now what is the task for you? Now you need to replace this alif with ta. So if I need to say you do this, so how would you say? تَأْخُذُ الْكِتَابَ تَقْعُدُ عَلَى الْكُرْسِي تَفْتَحُ الْبَابَ تَفْتَحُ الْكِتَابَ تَقْرَأُ الْكِتَابَ تَسْمَعُ صَوْتَ مُؤَذِّنٍ تَنْظُرُ. And then if we need to say for us, we will say noon. نَأْخُذُ الْكِتَابَ نَفْتَحُ الْكِتَابَ نَقْرَأُ الْكِتَابَ. So very easy, very easy. And if we need to say he does it, we will say يَفْتَحُ. So this is just simple. This is the practice of verb. And now we will move to our salah section. And where we were in last class, have we done ta'awudh and bismillah? So now we are page number 5. So we have 10 minutes. We have 10 minutes. I checked time, it's 8:53. It's 8:53. So we have 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, we will complete Suratul Fatiha, inshallah. Now, if you remember only few things, look at this. Why we covered most of the grammar? Now everything looks like very easy. Because when you read, you will say, yes, we know verbs. So look at, Alhamdulillah, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We have done this. What is the meaning of A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim? I seek refuge. What is the meaning of A'udhu? I seek. If I will say Ta'udhu, if I say Na'udhu, if I say Ya'udhu, simple. So now you know A'udhu billah, why we say A'udhu, and why in Friday prayer you heard something Na'udhu. Na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina. You heard this, Na'udhu. We. Why? Because Imam is including everybody. Imam is not saying A'udhu. But when we recite Quran, you say A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. So this simple thing, itni, is very important. And if you know the philosophy of Alif, Ta, Noon, Ya, it's very easy to understand verbs. Alif means I, Ta means you, Noon means we, and Ya means he. Now if I tell you simple thing, if I add Waw, Noon, Una with Ta and Una with Ya, it will change into you all. And it will change they. So this, you all, and it will be they. So look at this. Now we will say, aftahu. Aftahu means I open. Taftahu, you open. Only you, one. Naftahu, we open. Yaftahu, he opens. Now I need to say you all open. Taftahu una. Look at this. Taftahu. Taftahu una. Just add una. So what it will become? Taftahuna. Taftahuna means you all open. Yaftahu, he opens. But now I need to say they open. Yaftahuna. Una. Just add una. So now you learn 6. Did you learn 6? Aftahu, I open. Taftahu, you open. Taftahuna, you all open. Naftahu, we open. Yaftahu, he opens. And Yaftahuna, they open. So if you add una at the end, it will become into plural. So we will cover this in next class as well. So now we will cover, inshallah, Suratul Fatiha. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So now what is this Alhamd? So why we add Al? Because not, you know, we say all the praises. We make it proper. We make it proper now. Not regular praises, you know. All the praises. All kinds of praises for Allah. What is this Lillahi? R for Allah. Okay. All praises, good attributes, qualities, and thanks are for Allah. What is this Lillahi? This is Allah plus what? What comes before Allah? What is this Li? Preposition. So if I say Lamzer Li is Hurfejar and Allah is Isme Majroor. Just remember this combination for today. What is Lamzer Li Hurfejar? And what is Allah? Isme Majroor. Ismo Majroor. You just say Majroor. So jar, what is this combination called? Jar wa majroor. Jar wa majroor. Why I want to say you? So you remember, yes, because of preposition, this gets zair. So lillahi rabbil alameen, who the Lord of all the universe. So all the praises are for Allah, and that Allah is actually Lord of all the universe. Universes, alameen, is plural. So now we can say complete translation, all praises are for Allah, Lord of all the universes, the cherishers and sustainer of the worlds. So this is the meaning of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. These are two another attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And you can see both are coming with Al. So Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Most gracious and the most merciful. So these are just simple translation vocabulary. Maliki Yawmiddin. What is Maliki Yawmiddin? Master of the Day of Judgment. So what is Malik? Malik means Malik, owner. Malik, or you can say master, owner, or lord. So it's simple, Maliki. And what is Yawmiddin? The day, Yawm, the day of judgment. And if you just recall that thing when I say, what is this? Amanullah. Amanullah. Or Baytullah. So what is this Baytullahi? Allah ka ghar. House of Allah. So if I say Yawmuddin, so you will say Day of Judgment. So look at this, Baytullah, House of Allah. If I say Rahmatullah, Mercy of Allah. If I say Nasrullah, Help of Allah. If I say Amanullah, Protection of Allah. If I say Sabilullah, ways of Allah. If I say Yawmiddin, day of judgment. So just try to see the combination. Yawmiddini, Baytullahi, Nasrullahi. So the master of the day of judgment. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Here it comes, you know, na'budu. What is the meaning of na'budu? Iyyaka. What is iyyaka? Only you. What is iyyaka? Only you. And what is ka zabar ka? Attached pronoun. Look at this. Ka kumakum, ki kumakunna, ina, ka kumakum. So what is ka? Iyyaka. Only you. Na'budu. What is the meaning of na'budu? We worship. How do you know this is this will translate as we? Noon. So if I need to say I worship, how would you say? Abudu. Look at this. Wala ana abudu. Well, you know, in Suratul Kafirun, wala abudu ma ta'budun. So abudu. So that's actually abudu. I worship. And why you say ta'budun? You all worship ta'buduna. So now do this gardan. A'budu. Ta'budu. Ta'buduna. Na'budu. Ya'budu. Ya'buduna. Simple. This is just present tense. And wa iyyaka nasta'in. Another word, nasta'in. What is the meaning of nasta'in? Ask. Ask for help. Iyyaka na'budu, only you, only to you we worship, and only to you we ask for help. So what is, we worship you and we ask you for help. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. Guide us to the straight path. So, you know, when we learn some of the verbs like this, ihdina, but just remember what is this Nunarif Zabarna doing here. Na means, you know, you, Rabbana, you just learned, Rabbuna, our Lord. But when you say Ihdi Na, it means guide us. So Nun Alif Zabar Na has two meaning. Nun Alif Zabar Na has two meaning. You know this Nun Alif Zabar Na has two meaning. If it comes with noun, like Rab, so it means our, Rabbuna, our Lord. But when it comes with verb, which is Ihdi, Ihdi, what is the meaning of Ihdi? Guide. Now we don't know who guide, like who he need, who we are asking to guide for guidance. We are just, if I say Ihdi, guide, please guide. If I need, if you need to say who you, who should I guide? Ihdi na, guide us. So, does Nun Alif Zabar Na translated as what? Ihdi na. So, what we learn? If Nun Alif Zabar Na comes with noun, it is translated as our. And if Nun Alif Zabar Na comes with verb, it translated as us. It's simple, you know, in English, same way. If English, you need to say our house, so you say our house. But if you say guide, please guide, guide our, no, no. You may say our guidance. Our guidance, you can say, but if you need to ask somebody, guide, please guide me or us. So that's simple. So, Ihdina Siratul Mustaqima, guide us to the straight path. Sirat al-Lazina, look at this. Now, what is this al-Lazina? Now you need to say Sirat al-Mustaqim. Now you need some more explanation. Okay, if we are asking, guide us to the right path or a straight path, what is that? What is that path? So now, Sirat al-Lazina, the path which, you know, the path which. So, Allazina an'amta alayhim. So, that path where, you know, those people follow that path who you bestowed favors. So, Sirat al-Lazina an'amta alayhim. The path of those people, the path of those people who you bestowed favors, inam. So, what is this an'amta? You bestowed, you gave inams. Alayhim. What is alayhim? Alahum. What is ala? Preposition and hum. So, ala plus hum becomes alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladhdallin. Ameen. So, now we will just do word by word translation and then we will complete this surah. Sirata, the way, the path, allazina, of those. And amta, you rewarded or you bestowed favors alayhim upon them. Ghayril maghdubi, except those who earn your anger alayhim upon them. Wala and nor or and not al-dhallin, those who deviated from the straight path. So if you read the complete translation in Urdu and in English, un logon ka rasta jin par tune inam farmaya. Un logon ka nahi jin par ghadab kiya aur na hi gumrahon ka rasta. Jo gumrah log hue unka rasta bhi na hame chala aur hame un logon ke raste par chala jinke upar tune inam kiya, jo log kamyab hue us raste par chal kar. Aur wo rasta kya hai? Quran Majid, Furqan Hamid. So this has always been the way of those whom you rewarded and not the path of those who earn your anger. And not the path of those who deviated from the straight path. So this is Surah Al-Fatiha. Today, Alhamdulillah, we completed. And this is 9:06 as well. So we will complete our class here today. رَبَّنَا غَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا وَرِزْقًا حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين